blessing of the Most Holy Trinity be with you. I'm Father John Carapi, and I'm going to speak to you today about mercy, the mercy of God. This is a topic that we should all be very interested in because we're all human, and because of that we're all sinners, hence we are in need of mercy. I have to begin where I always begin. Mercy is not merely something. Mercy is somebody. Jesus is the Father's mercy. Jesus was sent for a specific purpose. The great fathers and doctors of the church remind us that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us so that no one might perish in their sins, that all men might be saved and come to the truth, learn the truth, enter into the truth, who is Jesus. That truth sets you free. All we have a fallen nature, original sin. Now that's a doctrine of the faith. We believe that. And because of that original sin, we have a tendency towards personal sin. We're in need of mercy, God's mercy. And so if we fall, we have mercy. We have recourse to the Lord. We Catholics go to confession. We receive a sacrament, the sacrament of mercy, though your sins be as scarlet. They can be washed, made clean, white as snow, by the blood of the Lamb. That's mercy. That's a great gift. That beautiful gift, that sacrament of healing, penance, reconciliation, or confession, that's the mercy of God, and we should avail ourselves of it. If there's anyone there who has been away for a long time, if you've been out of the church, or you've never had the benefit of knowing this great God of ours, if you don't know Jesus, if you feel lost, if you are disheartened, discouraged, and disillusioned, if the world has made you cynical, then turn to God's mercy. It is there for you. You know, mercy is a two-edged sword. We need God's mercy, but in order to receive it, we have to be merciful. You have to give mercy in order to receive mercy. The measure with which we measure will be measured unto us. We need to be forgiving people. If someone offends you, be quick to forgive. Don't be quick to condemn, be quick to forgive. And your Heavenly Father will be quick to forgive you. Mercy is something for you and for me. Don't ever despair. Don't ever think that your sins are too terrible for God. Someone stands before you who has been the great recipient of the mercy of God. I myself have needed the mercy of God constantly throughout my life. I found myself in very dark places many times. Oh yes, I'm a priest, and you think, oh well, he was probably always a good boy. I wasn't always a good boy. There were many dark days. I lived as a pagan for 20 years. I was a drug addict for many years. I lived in the gutter, the sewer. But God in His mercy touched me, and He raised me up. And as one convicted felon, a man in life for prison, said to me after I preached, he walked up, great big man, about 300 pounds. He embraced me and he said, Father, if God can forgive you, I know He can forgive me. He'd heard my story. And so the mercy of God is for you, and it is for me. And may God indeed have mercy on you. May He bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.